HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
A gangster and three others were killed in a shootout at a court in Delhi. The gangster, Jitendra Gogi, was allegedly shot dead by a rival gang inside the Rohini Court complex. Two members of the rival gang are also among the dead. Jitendra Gogi was being produced in court when members of a rival gang entered the court and opened fire. The attackers were dressed as lawyers. The notorious gangster was involved in several criminal cases and was lodged in Tihar jail. The Union Public Service Commission has decided to allow unmarried women to apply for the upcoming National Defence Academy and Naval Academy exam. The UPSC said the application window will remain open for women candidates till October 8. The exam is scheduled for November 14. This comes 2 days after the Supreme Court rejected the center's plea to delay the first ever exam for women candidates. The government had sought an exemption for this year's admission. The Defence Ministry has inked a nearly 20,000 crore deal with Airbus Defence and Space of Spain to procure 56 C-295 medium transport aircraft. They will replace the aging Avro 748 planes of the Indian Air Force. It is the first project of its kind under which military aircraft will be manufactured in India by a private company. Under the deal, 16 aircraft will be delivered in a flyaway condition within 48 months of signing the contract. The remaining 40 planes will be manufactured in India by a consortium of the Airbus Defence and Space and Tata Advanced Systems Limited. The Competition Commission of India has told the Delhi High Court that Google's plea against the alleged leak of confidential probe information was wholly misplaced. It said that any attempt to frustrate the proceedings related to its Android smartphone agreements. Additional Solicitor General N. Venkatraman said the Commission stood by the legal obligation with respect to maintenance of confidentiality. He clarified that there was no lapse on part of the body. He was representing CCI. Mumbai Indians bowling coach Shane Bond has opened up on all-rounder Hardik Pandya's absence in the last two IPL games. Bond said the all-rounder was training well. He hoped that Pandya will make a mark at the business end of the tournament. Bond said Hardik is close to playing but the team management won't rush him back. The Rohit Sharma-led side has played against Chennai Super Kings and Kolkata Knight Riders. Pandya didn't feature in any of the games.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.